I nearly get caught up in watching them down the ads when I remember I still have a job to do. I charge strike the Shadow King at an angle, drawing its attention, and then retreat in the opposite direction to make it chase me away from the rest of the group. I add a war cry and make sure it's set on me before I slip into the zone once again. The ads are tough. I can see their HP bars dropping slowly as Iko and Maxis work overtime to tank them. Valhelena coordinates their attacks, while she and Rembrandt target the one facing Maxis first. The three of them get it killed in about a minute, and then switch to help Iko. She has hers down to 80% by the time they join her. Gilly's working hard too, healing up Maxis as he takes damage through his blocks and counters. I focus on keeping myself alive, timing the rapid swings of the Shadow King's arms while sneaking in hits here and there. I keep Shadow Copy up and blow active dodge every chance I get to give me a break from the mental strain. I hear Valhelena yelling with an attack buff, and then see her slam her massive axe into the Shadow King's leg with a power attack. Maxis does the same, as does Rembrandt. The combined damage of hits is enough to drop the boss's HP to 40%, but it also spins it in their direction. Oh, crap! I use a war cry to turn it back, but it's too late. The Shadow King hits them with an AoE swipe, nearly killing Rembrandt. Rhys! Iko shouts, using a war cry of her own. The monster focuses on her, but her Shadow Copy is down. I hear Iko scream with that same panicked cry I heard when she took over tanking the Witch Spider. She's coming undone. Gilly, heal us up! Valhelena shouts. Quick! I am! I am! Gilly casts two frantic Great Heal spells and tops them off just before another lightning-quick AoE lands. My heart skips as I see both Iko and Rembrandt drop into the red. I've got to regain hate, fast. I hide with a charge attack and then sling my kunai forward with a backstab. You backstabbed the Shadow King. Critical hit. You hit the Shadow King for 1,345, 672, damage. It doesn't turn. Still not enough. Rhys! Iko cries, hysterical now. Get it off me! Get it off me! Come on! I scream, and launch into it with a flurry of attacks. Turn! I land several more critical hits, and finally, the monster faces me with a mind-numbing wail. Shadow King readies pulse fire. Everyone run! Valhelena yells. Get out of range! I barely have time to prepare before the attack goes off. Shadow King uses pulse fire. Your shadow absorbs the attack. You take 605 damage. You take 612 damage. You take 624 damage. Arrgh! The pain is excruciating, but finally I get a heal from Gilly. Rhys! She cries, sounding as though she's on the verge of tears. I'm about to run out! Holy crap. My mind races for what I can do next. I need Gilly's heals to stay alive. I cast Decoy Shadow, alternating it between Shadow Copy. The AoE hits, and I crumple into nanodust and disappear, only to reappear a second later when the next wave hits. I manage to cut the damage in half for nearly all the attacks until Gilly finally heals me, or I get Shadow Copy up again. My heart is in my throat as I work the spells, Kanji runes swirling around me constantly. Wham! Cast. Wham! Cast. My HP bar yo-yos dangerously close to zero with each volley, and my TP starts dipping close to empty. Then I hear the words I've been dreading. I'm out! Gilly screams. Rhys! I keep casting my two spells and watch in terror as the attacks roll in. Shadow King uses pulse fire. Your shadow absorbs the attack. You take 636 damage. 1,269 of 1,905 HP. You cast Decoy Shadow. You take 322, 644, damage. 947 of 1,905 HP. You gain the effect of Shadow Cloak. You take 634 damage. 313 of 1,905 HP. You are no longer invisible. No. I wince for the next hit, the one that will be my last. But it doesn't come. The Shadow King lumbers away from me, heading for the center of the arena again. Thank God. I slump, weak with relief, but then actually feel weak as a wave of sickness courses through me. you take minus 50 poison damage, 263 of 1,905 HP. The poison! The regen must have worn off too! You take minus 50 poison damage, 213 of 1,905 HP.
I got you!
Gilly yells. Gilly uses Life Siphon. Gilly loses 650 HP. Gilly gains 1,123 TP. Her HP drops into the red, while her TP bounces to full. She raises her bow and casts a Heal 5 that soothes my body and brings me back to full health. Jeez, that was close. Recover and move, Valhelena yells. Red! I snap out of my near-death trauma and join the others as we go through the process again, downing the pillars as fast as we can. My nerves are frazzled, and I notice that, this time around, there's no witty banter or compliments about DPS. We're sweating and panting for breath. Our stamina bar is in the red. I glance at the boss's HP and see that it's down to 30% now. Almost there. We down the last pillar and group up around Gilly again, refreshing our buffs as we wait for the room-wide AoE to go off. A little shaky at the end there, Valhelena says, out of breath. But we're doing good. We just need to get through the ads phase and DPS it as hard as we can. We can win this. I'm all for that. I don't know if I can handle another round of pulses fire again. I'm not sure Gilly can either. Shadow King readies ultimate demise. Here we go, Valhelena cries as she raises her axe with a buff. One last time. Shadow King uses ultimate demise. The sphere explodes, and Gilly heals us up immediately. I pull the boss with a war cry and head to the side of the arena just as the ads spawn. Iko lets out another curse, and I get a sinking feeling that something has gone wrong. What happened? I shout, ducking under a swing. But then I see what she's cursing about. The ads have spawned, but there are three of them this time.
Damn it!
Iko shouts.
I forgot that it gets harder each round.
I'll take one, Valhelena says, as she slams her axe into one of the mini-demons and buffs herself with a blue shield. This doesn't look good. I focus on tanking the monstrous being before me, praying it'll be the last time. If this battle only gets harder, then we can't afford to go another round. Gilly throws heals left and right, trying to keep both Maxis and Valhelena topped up as they take big chunks of damage from the adds. Rembrandt concentrates on the one Valhelena is fighting, since she seems to be taking the most damage. It's painful and slow to watch, even at a glance, but they finally kill it and move on to the one Maxis is tanking. I keep my focus, counting the attacks, timing each one and utilizing shadow copy whenever I can. I can't screw up, not even to take one hit. Gilly's too busy healing the others to focus on me. I need to dodge tank the crap out of this. And then I see something that makes my heart sink. Shadow King readies pulse fire.
Crap! Maxis shouts. We weren't fast enough. The last ad is still alive. Reese!
Gilly screams.
I'm nearly out again.
This can't happen. I can see the result unfolding in my mind already. The last ad is still up, Gilly's TP is drained, and we're all in range of the AoE. We're all about to die.
Everyone, focus on the boss, I cry. Use your 24-hour moves.
I cross my arms and activate my ultimate ability. Reese uses perfect dodge. Evade all attacks with unlimited stamina and TP for the next 30 seconds.
This is it. Gilly, keep them alive!
Shadow King uses pulse fire. Reese dodges the attack. Reese dodges the attack. Reese dodges the attack. Reese dodges the attack. Reese dodges the attack.
Go, go, go! Valhelena screams. 30 seconds!
Iko uses perfect dodge. Valhelena uses rampage. Maxis uses 1,000 fists. Rembrandt uses ultimate shot. Rembrandt backflips out of AoE range and fires a huge burst of energy into the boss, dropping its health to 26%. I go all out, along with Iko, attacking as rapidly as we can. The ad is still on her, but with perfect dodge, she ignores it, invincible as I am. Valhelena chops the Shadow King with endless power attacks, while Maxis uses his healing fists to keep himself alive while pounding the boss nonstop. Gilly spams heals on Val Helena to keep her in the green, but with Val Helena's huge hit point pool, Gilly manages to keep pace despite the rapid AoEs. The Shadow King's health bar steadily depletes. 20%. 19%. Maxis begins releasing power attacks of his own, further downing the boss. 16%. 15%.
I'm going for it!
Aiko cries and quickly turns invisible as she crouches behind the boss. She reappears a moment later, slamming both kunai into the back of its calf.
Aiko uses backstab. Aiko uses assassinate. Aiko fails to assassinate the Shadow King. Damn it!
Aiko curses. She does a healthy dose of damage, dropping it another 2%, but nothing else.
Reese, you try!
Aiko uses a war cry to spin it away from me, giving me the opportunity to backstab it, but the monster doesn't move.
No! You've got too much hate! I can't get it to turn!
Crap. My perfect dodge is about to run out, too. I've got to activate my assassinate skill somehow. A crazy idea pops into my head, but I have no idea if it'll work, or if I can even pull it off. Please, please, please let this work. I cast Decoy Shadow and focus my senses just as my invincibility drops.
You cast Decoy Shadow. You take 314, 628 damage. You gain the effect of Shadow Cloak.
In the split second of my invulnerability, I prep backstab and stack it with assassinate. I launch upward with a charge strike, sailing through the air, and take a blast of fire in the process, becoming visible again.
You take 641 damage.
I cry out as I come face to face with the creature from my nightmares. Its throat rages like a furnace as it releases a wail, blowing my eardrums apart. I shove my kunai blade straight into its gaping maw and endure the searing heat as I cut through its insides.
Reese uses assassinate.
My blade rips straight through the bone hinge of its jaw and right out the back of its skull.
You successfully assassinate the Shadow King. Reese has defeated the Shadow King.
I hit the ground with a roll the same time the massive body of the monster collapses into a heap of nanodust on the floor behind me.
You defeated the Shadow King. You gain 975,000 experience points. You gain a veteran point. 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 Gilly gains a level. Gilly gains a level. A portal appears. Congratulations, you have gained access to a new area. You may now access the Labyrinth of Onizoso.
Holy crap. We did it. I collapse to the ground, exhausted, my head swimming. My body aches and throbs. I remove the witch spider's ring so that I don't accidentally kill myself while trying to recover. Then I roll to my knees to get my breathing under control and force my mind to slow back down to normal reaction times. But as my thought process reverts back to normal, something worrying comes with it. What the heck was that thing? All around me, my teammates cheer in victory. But for me, there's no elation. Just confusion as my mind struggles for understanding. I don't know what the heck just happened, but I'm either losing my sanity or the Shadow King is not what we think it is. I look to the portal that's formed where the Shadow King died. It's oval in shape and reminds me of the portals in the Nexus back in the Shards. It's swirling with multicolored light, but I can't see through it, and I fear that it might not lead us where we think it will.
Guys, something's wrong.
I say, still a bit out of breath. Val Helena looks to me, concern furrowing her brow.
Reese? Are you okay?
Everyone rushes to me, then. I stagger to my feet, and my brother helps me up.
What do you mean something's wrong? Maxis says.
I look at each of them as they stare back at me with worry and fright, fearing perhaps that I've been mortally wounded or something.
What did you guys see?
What do you mean?
Gilly asks.
I mean, what did the Shadow King look like to you?
Gilly shrugs.
Like a giant samurai in black armor, sorta? Right, guys?
Accurate,
Rembrandt says, nodding. Why?
What did you see?
I saw the same monsters I saw down in the mines, I say. A bit smaller, maybe, but the same. A body like smoke, with a skull face and fire in its throat.
No one speaks for about a minute. Shocked like I am, I presume.
What does this mean? Valhelena says, looking about, but no one has an answer.
I shake my head.
I don't know. Maybe I'm going crazy or something.
Or maybe, when you nearly died, you gained some kind of insight, Iko says, stepping toward me.
You're the only one to have seen those things. Maybe it's given you some kind of ability to see them for what they are.
I do remember my HUD getting garbled when I was there. But did it give me some kind of special ability?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Guys, Valhelena says. I hate to say it, but we don't have time to worry about this right now.
She points to the swirling blue oval.
The portal is open. We need to move before it closes.
Wait, I say.
Are we sure we want to go in there? If that wasn't the real Shadow King, then maybe that won't lead us to wherever Becky is. It might trap us in that hell place I saw.
A wave of uncertainty courses through us as we look at one another, new doubts and fears shining in our gazes.
Man, I hate this, Gilly says. Nothing is what it seems.
Maybe for Rhys, Rembrandt says, but not for us.
I say we go. We all look at him.
What?
There's no reason to believe that the Shadow King was a fake, he says. The way it looked to us is the same way it looked to you before, yeah? And it had a name. That means the Builder recognizes it somehow.
What are you saying? I ask.
That maybe you just discovered what the Shadow King really looks like, but it hasn't changed from what it was before. I'm thinking that that portal will still send us to the same place.
I'm with Rembrandt, Iko says, folding her arms. It followed the same fight mechanics, to a T. If the labyrinth is somehow connected to that hell place, then maybe it always was. Maybe that's where my sister really is.
That sends a new wave of possibilities churning through my mind.
We need to decide soon, Valhelena says, or we'll have to fight that thing again for another opportunity.
Val's right. This mystery and how it's all connected will have to wait. Our opportunity is now. We have to take it.
Okay, let's do this. We'll figure it out on the inside.
Let me heal us up first, Gilly says.
She raises her bow. It glows as she casts, returning our health bars to full.
Don't want us to be heading in there weakened, she says with a grin. You don't know what we might...
Her words cut short as a resounding, wet thud fills the air. She lets out a little gasp, and I look down to see a meter-long piece of crystal jutting from her chest. My heart stops. Gilly looks back at me, incomprehension and shock in her eyes.
Gilly?
Her eyes roll back as she falls to the ground, revealing an equal length of crystal sticking out of her back.
Oh my God. Gilly! We cry in unison.
I fall to my knees and shake her, her white witch's outfit quickly saturating with dark red blood. She doesn't respond. She doesn't move. Her HP is at zero. Her green eyes grow fixed and lifeless, as a trickle of blood drips from her mouth. My heart drops through the floor as my mind comes undone.
Gilly!
Chapter 42. Guilt. Bruce felt the buzz in his pocket. He reached for his comm device, still sharing a laugh with Gina. He set his mug of herbal tea on the small coffee table in front of the couch and fished in his pocket for the device.
Excuse me a moment, he said.
Gina smiled politely and took a sip of her tea, cradling the steaming mug with both hands. They hadn't really talked much thus far, just small chit-chat really, remembering some of the old days. But even having the opportunity to open up had lifted the burden from his soul. Bruce was just about to cancel the message and return the device to his pocket when he noticed that it wasn't a normal message. It was a relay from his own update device. The same device he had just given to Gina. Only this one was monitoring Gilly. Bruce read the message, and his stomach went into freefall.
I'm shaking, uncontrollably. I don't even register what's going on around me.
I'm only vaguely aware that the rest of my teammates are screaming, but all I can focus on is the light that's left Gilly's eyes and the hole it's left in my soul. She's dead. Gilly's dead. My skin goes numb as I cry out in anguish and incomprehension. How could this happen? Grief turns to anger as my countenance darkens, and I look for someone to blame. I glance up to find what attacked her and finally see what my teammates are shouting about. There, halfway between us and the edge of the caldera, stands a line of animals that look sort of like mammoths. They stand together, perhaps a dozen or so. Behind them is a line of giants as tall as the mammoths, and behind them are several ranks of soldiers. It's an army. A whole army. That's not what draws my attention, though. Atop the mammoths are saddles that resemble platforms with tented roofs, large enough to fit two or three people each. And on the center one, I see a face I know all too well. Braxis. My heart stirs with hate and anger at the sight of him. How the heck is he even here? I think back to when we were escaping. Was this the mission he'd given to the general? To cut across the mountains and wait to ambush us when we arrived at the Vale? Braxis was a war game strategist. A move like that would make total sense. I look at the giants and remember my quest becoming obsolete. It didn't have anything to do with the wild. Braxis must have killed the leader of the giants and taken the territory over for himself. Braxis stands with Lord Xavier by his side. He brandishes something I can't quite make out in his right hand, a hand that I took. It's shiny and metallic, a gauntlet, perhaps, encrusted with jewels. As I stand, he catches sight of me and grins, tapping his gauntlet to show it to me. He then pantomimes aiming it at something and then flings his arm back as if in a powerful recoil. No. What has he done? A sickening feeling fills my stomach as I check the combat log. King Braxis uses Crystal Spear. Gilly takes 847 damage. King Braxis has defeated Gilly. The anger in my heart froths into a boil. He killed Gilly, and then spews into rage. He killed Gilly! I shriek. My voice trapped somewhere between a growl of rage and a scream of anguish. I'm running before I know it, my weapons drawn, screaming. The anguish in my heart bites deep into my soul. Nothing I've worked for matters now. Not without Gilly. Reese, stop! Someone calls. I ignore them. I don't care anymore. He took Gilly from me, and he's going to pay. My anger surges, but the pain in my heart doubles, because I know I could have stopped this. Should have stopped this. I should have killed Braxis when I had the chance. Ah! A battle mage next to Braxis readies a spell, as does Lord Xavier and several more of the mages atop the mammoths alongside them. I don't care. I'll reach that sick freak even if I die trying. Something slams into me just as their spells go off. I go flying face first into the hard shale. I hear a cry from behind me and look up to see Iko, pierced by one of the crystal rods that was meant for me. The sight of it snaps me to my senses. Iko! She grunts and kicks at the rod to free herself. I rush to help her and cut the spear with my blade. She breaks free and grabs me by the scarf. What are you doing, you idiot? She hisses at me. We've got to go! I can't! I cry. Gilly's dead! My world crashes down around me as my knees hit the floor. My mom, Citadel, even the possibility of finding my dad. All of it pales in comparison to losing Gilly. How am I supposed to do any of this without her? How could I have let her get killed so stupidly? So easily? It's all my fault, I whimper. I killed her, Iko. I killed Gilly. Reese, come on. She tugs at my shoulder, but I slap it away. You don't understand, I cry. I had a chance to backstab him. If I'd had the guts to kill Braxis earlier, none of this would have happened. None of it. Reese,
She shakes me again. Gilly is not dead. Not yet. Look at your HUD. She still has time.
I look at the red zero next to Gilly's name and see a countdown timer beside it. 58 minutes, 34 seconds. 58 minutes, 33 seconds. 58 minutes, 32 seconds.
We can still save her, Rhys, Iko says. We can save her from going to that place you went. She just needs a raise. We can save her, just like I saved you.
I know that, but her idea is impossible.
How?
I say, and jab a hate-filled glare toward Braxis.
Ask him for one? We're in the middle of nowhere. We can't run to some village to find a healer. Don't you think I've thought of that already?
We'll get to a healer, Iko says forcefully. I promise you.
How?
I say again, tears in my eyes.
Who?
My sister, Iko says. She looks pointedly toward the labyrinth entrance.
We just need to find her before Gilly's time runs out.
She looks back at me with a grimace. And then pray that Becky's still alive when we do. I look back at Iko, stunned. Her violet eyes search mine for an answer.
My sister is the best healer in the world, she says. We just need to find her before it's too late.
It's a gamble, but she's right. It's the only way. I look to the line of mammoths, where Braxis is still leering at me, and my heart swells with anger and hate. But there's no time for that now. Gilly needs saving first.
Okay, let's do it.
Iko nods, and we take off running back down the caldera, toward where the others are still gathered around Gilly. Behind me, I hear a war horn blow, and the ground trembles beneath our feet. I look back over my shoulder to see Braxis ordering his army into a charge. The wall of behemoths trample down the basin toward us at frightening speed, followed by the giants and soldiers.
We've got to move,
Iko shouts to the rest of the team.
Run for the portal!
When I see Gilly again, my heart melts.
I'll save you, Gilly, I promise.
I steel myself as I kneel down to scoop her lifeless body into my arms. She's still warm as I clutch her to my chest, but I dare not look at her face. I can't break down again. Not now. I run toward the portal instead, locking my emotions inside. Valhelena and the others are already ahead of me, vanishing through the portal in shimmers of blue light and puffs of nanodust. I stop right before I enter and give a final look back to Braxis as his army thunders down the caldera. Our eyes meet across the distance, and I give him a vengeful scowl. Gilly first, I promise him before I step through the portal. Gilly first, and then you. This is the end of Shard Warrior. If you enjoyed this audiobook, find more just like it by visiting oddfans.com, the premier audiobook discovery service that brings tailored recommendations direct to your email. That's audfans.com. You have been listening to Shard Warrior, Book 2 of Crystal Shards Online, produced by Emily Durr, executive producer Greg Lawrence. Text copyright 2018 by Rick Scott. Production copyright 2018 by Podium Publishing. All rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.